Time to have a look at accessible technology, and I'm joined now by Paul Porter from RNIB Technology for Life team. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Simon, and Happy New Year to you and the listeners.
You too, my friend. And
thank you.
Our first technology slot of 2018, and we're going to talk about blind shell. Now, what's that?
So in these days of phones, where you've got smartphones and they're all touchscreen devices, phones that are accessible with touchscreens, with speech and magnification, Blindshell has been designed to be a touchscreen device, but it has a nice simple interface that some users might find a lot easier to use than, say, an iPhone or indeed a standard Android phone. It's a phone designed by a company in the Czech Republic. We've had it for a little while, but it's been off sale for a month or two, and it's now back on sale again and available from RNIB.
So tell us some of the advantages of it then.
It looks like any standard touchscreen phone, which means it's got very few buttons. You've got an on button and a volume up and down button. The rest of the phone is just a single sheet of glass, and you then use what are called touchscreen gestures to interact with the phone. So normally on an Android or indeed an iPhone, you've got quite a lot of things happening on the screen at once, which can, for people not used to touchscreens, be a little difficult at first to get used to. With Blindshell, what you've got are four simple gestures. So when you turn the phone on, you've got a menu with nine options. You move through the options by either touching the right-hand side of the screen with one finger, and that moves you from option one to option two to option three, or you can move backwards by pressing the left-hand side of the screen. If you want to open an option, you touch the middle of the screen, and if you want to go back, you then touch the screen with two fingers. So in that way, you can very easily get to options, you can dial numbers, you can add contacts where it brings up a keyboard on the screen. You can also do quite a lot of the functions by talking to the phone. So you can say, for example, call Simon at RNIB, and if Simon's in your contacts, it will dial that number for you. Or you can say, for example, dial 0207-391-2280, which happens to be the Technology for Life team direct phone line, and it will dial that number for you. It will give you confirmation. So you can text, you can email, you can call. It's got some apps that users might want to use. You can also, if you want to exit into Android and use the standard Android gestures. So you've kind of got the best of both worlds. You've got an accessible, simple interface, and then you've got the standard Android capability with TalkBack as well.
And are you limited on SIM cards and things like that?
No, it's unlocked, so you can pretty much use any SIM card going. And, you just pop your SIM card in and away you go.
And you can do anything like search the internet and all the normal things you can do?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have the same app capability that you'd find on an iPhone or, a fully functioning Android phone, but it's designed to be simple, easy to use. Nowadays, there aren't very many phones available with buttons. It's getting more difficult to find. There are still the old-fashioned Nokia devices, which are very good, the C5s in particular, that are available from some sources, but even those are getting quite hard to find nowadays. There is a Capsys phone, the Smart Vision 2, which is, again, a touchscreen with a physical keypad, but that's sort of iPhone price territory, whereas Blindshell itself is a little bit less expensive. It's $249.
And tell us a bit about Synaptic technology, because that's becoming quite integrated, isn't it now?
Synaptic, yep. Again, that's kind of similar to Blindshell in a sense, but it takes over your phone. Again, instead of having maybe 15, 20 things on the screen at once, that's got five or six, and you can move your finger around. It will tell you what you're touching. It will magnify. Again, you use touchscreen gestures to open options or to choose what you want to access. You can also use voice control to call, to send text, to send emails, etc. So, it's really wherever you want to go down the standard smartphones like iPhone and Android, which have very good accessibility, or you want to go for one of the specialist devices like the Capsys Smart Vision 2, the phones with Synaptic, or indeed the Blindshell. And some users will find one system better than another. Some people like the simplicity of Blindshell or Synaptic. So, you know, it's really about asking questions, trying them out, perhaps getting a demo. You can come through to the Tech for Life team and we can talk you through the options. We can even demonstrate over the phone if you'd like. So, you know, it's about asking questions, talking to people you know who have got smartphones, because everyone, I think, who has a smartphone starts off by thinking, I'll never get the hang of this, it's really difficult. And then you start using it more and more. And for someone like myself who's got no sight at all, it took me a little while to get to that point. Now I use my phone for pretty much everything that I used to use my computer for. So it really is a computer in your pocket, and it can pretty much do everything that a laptop can do, and more, of course, because you've got the phone capability and you've got built-in GPS for navigating around. So, you know, it can do a heck of a lot that, you know, you might not think would be possible because you've got a sight impairment. But when you get to the point, it becomes easier to use than you might imagine. Then, you know, a smartphone, whichever one you go for, can really be beneficial. And I think it can actually change your life as well. It certainly has for me.
Am I right in saying, though, with some of these deals, there's actually some training involved as well?
With Blindshell that you get from RNIB, that comes with support, of course, so you can contact us and we'll help you. But it also comes with an hour's training over the phone, so we can call you up at a suitable time. We can do it in one, two or three sessions. So you can go away and try things out and then come back and, you know, if you need any more help with that, we can help you. We don't do it in a sort of set way, so it's really what you want to know. Some people get the product and they get to grips with it quite quickly, and then they might want to know maybe a little bit more advanced, maybe how to get on the internet or how to use WhatsApp, which is a calling messaging app that Blindshell uses. Other people might want to start from the very beginning. So, you know, we can tailor it to individual needs, and you've also got ongoing support as well as the hours training. Synaptic also has an hours training from Synaptic directly, if you buy that from RNAB or indeed from Synaptic directly. So, you know, you're not stuck, you're not alone. There's good support. You know, the people who do the training are using these types of devices every day. So we know what it's like. We've gone through that learning curve that you as a new user might go through. So we know the good points, we know the bad points, we know the pitfalls, but we also know that, you know, with a bit of perseverance, a bit of determination, and maybe a few tears along the way of frustration, that you will get to a point where a smartphone, you know, will make a big difference to what you do with technology.
Thanks for that, Paul. Now, if you've got any questions on what Paul's been talking about today or on any other aspect of accessible technology, you might just want some advice, you can get in touch with the team very easily.
You can contact us via the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. You can also dial directly on 0207 391 2280, or you can email tfl@rnib.org.uk.
Paul Porter, a pleasure to chat with you as always. Thank you for joining us.
Speak to you soon.